Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. An emphasis on education of area children through after-school activities is part of the mission of the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Louisiana. A golf tournament benefiting the organization is coming up next weekend. Frank Bennett serves as chairman of the board and CBO for the club and joins me for a conversation about the tournament and the work of the Boys and Girls Club. Frank, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
Glad that you are here. An annual event for the club coming up with the golf tournament. What is planned?
Well, we have a four-man scramble for Friday morning, April 26th, from Friday morning, and also a flight in the afternoon. So we have it starting at 8 and at 1. Everyone's invited to come out and play. We're looking for teams to come out and play, and also sponsorship opportunities available. We need some people to come and help us with volunteerism, with their funds, and with kind hearts and a playful spirit, just as these kids that come to our club every day.
I guess a friendly type of challenge coming up. A long distance drive is going to be part of the activities going on.
Right, it's the longest drive competition.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have that every year. Looking forward to that. Usually we give a prize away for that the winner, and that's usually a driver. But we're playing with some ideas here still, and there's going to be some surprises on the course for the players to come.
Any other activities, Frank, with the golf tournament coming up?
Other than that, there is also a silent auction, mm-hmm. and so there's a lot of great items there for us, for golfers to bid on and to win. So everybody come out and come check it out.
Well, for those who may know the name but not too familiar with the club, tell us about the Boys and Girls Club and its role in our community.
Sure. Actually, the biggest thing we pride ourselves on is academic success and our tutoring, after-school tutoring, that is. Mm-hmm. That program has led to about 60% of our club members to be on honor roll. Those coming from Linwell Elementary, Riser Elementary, and Riser Middle School. Those kids have shown significant improvement throughout the year and throughout the years past years. This year we raised our standards so that they have to have a 3.0 GPA to be on honor roll, and those kids have really stepped up to the plate. We use our staff in the club plus ULM work study students to mentor to these children and to help them with this program, and we have seen amazing success with it. And but I invite everyone to come out and come check out the club and see what we're doing out there that's really changing lives and hopefully making, as the Boys and Girls Club say, a great future start here.
I think it's interesting that you are taking a proactive approach when you mention raising the standard. You hear that so much right now through education in our state, and likewise taking that proactive approach in keeping the kids up to date with their studies.
Absolutely. Another program that we're starting to is our reading room, because a lot of statistics that's being done by the Boys and Girls Club of America is showing that low-income children in the summertime are falling behind grades from grades 1 through 5th. They're falling behind 2.5 grade levels because they're not getting the reading, the conversation, and they're falling in what they call that 30-mean word gap. And that's what we're trying to do, is to change these kids' habits, change their lives, educate these children, and to make our community better, because without that, we're still going to be in an economic problem in Northeast Louisiana. We're still not going to be able to bring industry to our area, and that's one of the visions that I have for the club, is to bring it through the rest of the parishes in Northeast Louisiana. It's very important that we've got a lot of kids out there that need the Boys and Girls Club. We need to be in these areas. So if you're in Caldwell Parish, or if you're in Madison or West or East Carroll Parish, we need help in these areas. We need friends. We need funds. And we need people with kind hearts and to open up and to call the club and say, hey, I want to help. What can I do? So if you want to call the club, 318-323-5368. For one, you can get on the 18th Annual Boys and Girls Club Golf Classic. Come out and play at Calvert Crossing. Also, if you want to volunteer, call and let us know. We need to know if people are out there to help us, because we still need friends and partners every single day just to keep the doors open, just to keep this great programming going that these kids are getting, so we can change their lives.
Share about the satisfaction of seeing the success. I know that it runs deep with you, your family involved in the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. I'm kind of a legacy in a way, you could say. My mother and father, Dr. Fred Bennett and Alice Bennett, both have a rich history with the Boys and Girls Club and helped start the club from its current location and helped get that building built, and gave a lot of their time and money to make it be successful and to become one of the largest clubs in Louisiana and the only club in Louisiana to have a swimming pool, which these kids that come to the club enjoy every summer. Let me tell you, they really love it. So absolutely, my father was chairman of the board. My mother was a staunch volunteer. Anybody that knows her knows what kind of person she is and how dedicated she is to any effort that she's involved in.
And again, the tournament is coming up next Friday. Still some opportunities to help out. Frank, how can someone register for the tournament or find out about those opportunities?
Absolutely. Call 318-323-5368. Check out, call William All. That's William, A-W-L, All. That's the club number there. You can register there. But also I want to mention four major people that play a big part of this golf classic, and it's Academy Sports and Outdoors, CenturyLink, West Monroe Civitan Club, and Taco Bell. Without them, we could not be putting on an event like this, because this is our biggest fundraiser, and I need people to call. I need your help. Please call. Thank you.
Frank Bennett serves as chairman of the board for the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Louisiana. Frank, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Bob.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online, kedm.org.